الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد I want to remind myself and you of the importance of having khashyatullah, the importance of fearing to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any matter whatsoever that might be. I recall the instance from the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where one day he came home and he asked his servant if there was anything to drink, to eat, and the servant gave him a bowl of milk. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu drank the bowl of milk. The servant said to him, you normally ask the origin of everything that you eat. Where did I get it from and so on. Today you didn't ask and you drank the milk. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said to him that, he says that when you know I am so careful about the origin of things, I expect you to be careful about what you give me. Where was this milk from? The man said, this milk was payment for some magic that I did for some people outside Medina before I became Muslim. They didn't pay me then. Now I was passing, today I was passing that way, so they gave me this bowl of milk. And I brought it home and you drank it. I gave it to you and you drank it. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu then started to induce vomiting by putting his fingers inside his throat, and he vomited the milk out and he continued to vomit until he brought out blood. People stopped him and they said to him, they said that you will kill yourself, why are you doing this? He said, radiallahu anhu, he said, I have heard my Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that if a single morsel of haram food goes into your body and gets digested and becomes part of the body, then the fire of Jahannam is wajib on that body. I want to remind you and myself that this hadith, this story doesn't refer only to eating halal and avoiding eating haram. That is obviously the first meaning of this, that we have to take and be very careful with what we eat. But this also refers to the whole attitude of the Sahaba, the chief among them being Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, somebody who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed as his Khalifa, Khalifatul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their whole attitude was not an attitude of minimalist thinking, not an attitude of hiding behind fatawa, or hiding behind opinions to do what they wanted to do. Their attitude was to go beyond the fatwa and to exercise great care, even when not to exercise care to that extent would have been permissible. For example, if you take this instance, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu drank something which was given to him by somebody else. So effectively the milk belonged to the servant and he gave it to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, so therefore the milk was a gift. And therefore the milk was not, it was not Abu Bakr Siddiq's responsibility where the milk came from. Number one. Number two, even if we say that the milk belonged to him, he drank it without the knowledge of where it came from. So if he drinks something without knowledge, then obviously that thing cannot harm him, because he drank it without knowing what it was. We can find many loopholes, many excuses which would have made it halal for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to drink that milk. Now Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu not only knew more fiqh than you and me, but he had been brought up, his tarbiyah was from the best of the teachers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore his knowledge of fiqh did not become a means to allow him to do things which have the chance of displeasing Allah. On the other hand, his fiqh, his knowledge of fiqh prevented him from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It became a shield against the fire, and therefore he, even though it would have been perfectly halal and perfectly jais for him to do nothing, at the most to make tawbah and still not vomit, he insisted on bringing out that milk to the extent that he even brought out blood. I remind myself and you that in this world today, there are many instances where we are tempted to do things which we know internally in our heart that those things are wrong. But we still do them, and then we try to find justifications for them from here and there. But remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in justifications. That when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those justifications, alhamdulillah, if they are correct and if they are sound in the Sharia, then there is no problem. But if they are of doubtful nature, then those justifications are not going to help us. So let us make sure that we stay clean, that we do not do anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no matter what kind of justification we can find for it, or what kind of justification some friend finds for us in order to help us to do that which we know to be wrong. Let us ensure that we do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowingly in any matter whatsoever, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us those things that we do unknowingly, and we make tawbah for whatever we have done. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.